Blog Talk Radio.
This is Through the Eyes of the Black Woman with your host, Salida.
On Through the Eyes of the Black Woman. And I'm hoping everyone is having a great week. We got Christmas out the way. Now we're ready. We're preparing for New Year's Eve. Right around the corner, there is a new year coming in, and I hope and pray we are so ready for it, you guys. Let's keep our heads up, have a positive attitude, and look forward to something great this year. Tonight's show is we're going to discuss this past year and what did you learn about yourself. Because, you know, I focus on how we feel about ourselves and how we deal with ourselves and others on this show. So, Through the Eyes of the Black Woman, to all you black women out there, in this past year, what did you learn about yourself? And if you could change anything, would you take time out to do it? Before we get started, and I didn't do it on the last couple of shows, because like I said, this is like a trial thing for me. We're just kind of working it out to see. I got down being here for an hour and 30 minutes, but I'm going to change that to about an hour. I haven't changed my time yet, but you'll know when I go off. So call in numbers 347-677-1749, 347-677-1749. Now, I would like to say this because I can talk about myself. If nobody else, you know, I can talk about me. What I learned about myself was that there was an awakening that happened to me. And I'll tell you why I say that. With me, I felt inclusive. When it came to all other races, I felt that, you know, I needed to be belonging to these races, and I don't really have to worry about who I am and just be part of the crowd. Well, I learned that there is a thing called individuality, and I had to realize that I know and I can admit that I am different from everybody else. I want to claim that because that's what I want to be. I want to be different. But I learned a lot from the campaign, and I say it had a lot to do with the reason why my mindset changed and why I felt the need to focus more on my people. And then I had the opportunity to start working as a co-host on a show with a friend of mine that we all went to school together. Matter of fact, he's a co-host on my other my show called Say Your Peace radio show that used to come on Saturdays. I'm a co-host on his show, which is on our local radio station here in town. And he kind of introduced me to Farrakhan, which I knew about Farrakhan, I heard about him, but all you kept hearing about him was so negative. Well, I got an opportunity to go see him speak, which I thought was a great thing. And it just opened my eyes, but it makes me sad at the same time of how I really felt about myself, how I saw myself, how I thought little bit of changes, little small changes, little bit at a time, I could get where I want to get. One of the changes was I decided that, I think I did this prior to that, but I decided to go natural. I've been wearing a perm in my hair off and on for a long time. And I wear wigs, I wear weave. So I decided to go natural. And I feel so much better that I no longer have to worry about every 6 to 8 weeks of putting a perm in my hair because I don't do beauty salons. Only if I really, really have to go to one. I felt so much better to be able to touch my own hair for a change. Now, I haven't gotten rid of my wigs because every now and then I don't mind pulling one out and putting it on. But it felt different. I felt free. I felt more me. You know, I love wrapping my hair up in a scarf every now and then. That changed about me, which I'm glad it did because it's for the positive. And being on that show, I found myself, the radical part of me came out, which I think it's a good thing that I'm awakening in the idea that people respond to some of the stuff I had been saying for years, but I kind of, you know what, this is just beating a dead horse. Nobody's listening. And I realize that people are listening. I realize that I have issues with staying on task, jumping from one thing to another, which it's something deeper than that going on with me, but I'm learning how to control it. I learned that I am an innovator, I'm a motivator, and that makes me, in a sense, more no longer inclusive but exclusive, and that's a good thing. I don't want to follow, like I said, I'm not good with following the pack. If there's something unique out there that I know how to do or I want to learn how to do, I do it. And despite, you know, the circumstances, if it's something I want to do, I do. And I enjoy doing it. I really and truly do. If I could change anything about myself, oh, believe me, there's a lot of stuff I could change about myself. My attitude sometimes, my attitude is not always right. And I'll say that, say this. There's a Dr. Michael Carroll, I guess that's his name. Matter of fact, Brian was the one who sent me a couple of videos by him. So he was saying some real good things. So I went to his YouTube channel, and I just started listening to it because, you know, every now and then it's good to hear another perspective. Your perspective is not always the only perspective out there. So I was listening to him, and he was talking about the modern-day African-American woman. And he said some terrible things about the modern-day African-American woman that I felt he disrespected the black woman. So instead of just responding in a comment, I actually posted a video. And what amazed me is all the comments that were made that didn't agree with what I said basically were all men. So I said some very tacky things to them. I said, until you become a woman or you walk in the shoes of a woman, you are, and I said it like this, dick-carrying man. I kind of figured, you know, you wouldn't understand. Because it just kind of teed me off, and I shouldn't have gone there, but it was just something that was on my mind that was real bad for me to say. I pick and choose the things, and I'm learning this. This is in the process of learning what to say and when to say it and when not to say it. Sometimes that's because I'm in my own little world, and somebody might say something, and I don't respond to it. They think I'm crazy because they know I'm always hyped and I'm ready to respond to something. I kind of just be quiet. Sometimes it's good to be quiet. I realized, too, that I did a video, and it was about the area here in Louisiana where we live at in Alexandria. And I did a video of it, and I put it on YouTube, and I started pushing it around town. We start promoting it around town. And it actually got the attention of some real people that were really looking at stuff. And my husband always says to me, he says, baby, people are not going to change unless they really want to. They're not going to say anything. Why are you fighting their battles for them when they don't, you know, when they're not trying to fight them themselves? And I thought about that, and I had discussed this with Brian, and Brian was saying to me, he says, sometimes people don't know how. And I never thought about that. You know, we're so quick to tell people what to do, but we never teach them what to do. has a prejudice. Some are just so stuck in their ways that they'll never change, and those are the ones who's going to perish. You know, that's just it. We don't want to look at things the way that they truly are. It's better to look at life through rose-colored glasses. You know, it's less painful for some. Oh, before I keep going on, you can call in at 347-677-1749. That's 347-677-1749 if you want to join the conversation with me about this past year and what did you learn from it, and if you could change anything, would you? This might be a little bit earlier than January 1st, but if you get started now, you know what to prepare for next year. Okay. So, with that said, being able to change things about yourself is not an easy task, even though I put that question to you. If you could change anything, what would it be? We'll talk about it. We can talk about it, but actually making it happen is probably a little bit different. It might not be as easy as us sitting here talking about it opposed to actually doing it. You know, each year we go through this New Year resolution, and I'm going to tell you this, and I stopped doing the New Year's resolution thing a while back, and simply because it's hard to live up to that, and we do it for a little bit, and then we change our mind, and then we start doing something else, or we don't fulfill whatever it is that we say we're going to do. So I stopped doing the New Year's resolution stuff for me. I'm not saying you, I'm saying me. I changed it for myself because I stopped making these empty promises to myself, and it helped me to deal with the realization that, hey, look, you're just like everybody else to a certain extent. Promising that I'm going to get on the treadmill, promise I'm going to walk more, promise I'm going to do this, and I promise, and then I don't fulfill it. I'll do it for a couple months, and then I'll stop. I say I'm going to do this, and I stop. We have a habit of doing that. That's why I stopped doing New Year's resolutions. They don't jive with me too well. So changing, with me learning anything about myself, like I said, I kind of listed some of the things that I learned about myself. Sometimes it don't necessarily, you know, fall into pieces like that for you. I mean, place for you. You wind up not having the things that you want and not fulfilling the thing. And that disappointment sometimes can overwhelm us. And we you know, I should have been this and I should have done this, and we beat ourselves up about it. But just sometimes, you know what, well, we just need to enjoy life. You know, if we could get back to the basics of enjoying life, we won't have these high expectations of ourselves, and we don't be easily disappointed. We won't be easily disappointed. And with us doing that, I think if we just wouldn't have our goals so high, You know, not to say that anything that you're saying that you want to do cannot happen. I believe it can happen. I just think that sometimes we can beat ourselves up about stuff that is not really necessary to beat ourselves up about. Okay, you guys, we're going to take a break here. I'm hoping not to play some of the songs I played last time. I don't know why I did that. But I'm going to play a couple of songs for you, okay?
Hi, this is Salita. I'm the host of Say Your Piece here on Blog Talk Radio. And we'll be back.
Looking for your friend, the one you let hit and never called you again. next in your friend's chair. A mustache sleeping with the chin. Now that was the thing that you just about in. Who you gonna tell when the repercussions fit? Showing off your ass cause you're thinking it's a train girlfriend. Let me break it down for you again. You know I only say it cause I'm truly genuine. Don't be a hard rock when you really are a 10, baby girl. Respect is just a minimum.
Opportunity to keep that control. Change is not for everybody. Some people are comfortable with the way they live and how they do things and how they interact with other people. You know, I'm not pushing that. I'm not saying, you know, change overnight. I'm saying if you know, if you see the things about you, everybody's not perfect, and you can't sit there and tell me, oh, I like everything about myself. You can't tell me that because I can't believe that. And if you disagree with me, you can call in at 347-677-1749, at 347-677-1749, if you disagree with what I'm saying. There has to be something about you that you like to change. And whatever it is, when you make that change, when you decide to make that change, be prepared for people not to be able to handle the change. Because sometimes the people that you deal with just don't like change. They're used to everything being the same way. They're used to your personality being the same way, especially if they have some sort of, like I said earlier, control over you. They don't want you to change. Because, see, if you change, then that means that you've learned something. They don't want you to learn anything. You'd be surprised at people who are like that. You'd be totally surprised at his family members. You'd be surprised that it's your husband or your wife or your significant other that does not want you to wake up, smell the coffee, and move on. They have issues with that. Because then, like I said before, they're no longer in control of you. And they can't push the buttons that they used to push to make you angry or make you be bent out of shape for nothing. You know, you have people who thrive on you not being able to handle them. So what we have to do is, once we make that change, we've learned that there's something about us we want to change. Once we recognize it and we start working on that change, we have to be prepared for a bad outcome from the get-go. And I believe if you stick with it, it will wear on them. They'll finally get used to you. Okay, she's no longer going to do that, and he's no longer going to do that. Okay, I'm going to see how much longer she's going to be able to not do what this thing she's trying to change about herself. And some people look for you to fail. Some people automatically. You come right out, and they're looking for you to fail. You have to fix that. Or, you know what? Don't even worry about it. Don't even allow them to affect your change. But that's a choice you make. You either sit back and see my change unfold, or you can be part of the change, or you can hinder my change. So you tell that person that they need to make a choice when it comes to you making a change in your life, if you think that you need to change something. Learning about yourself is an eye-opener within itself. You can look in the mirror and say to yourself, you know what, it's so much about me I need to change. Let me see if I can make a list. And once you make that list, you read it off to yourself in front of the mirror. And just do that every day. Just read off. And see how many of them things really affect you that you paid attention to. Because a lot of stuff we don't pay attention to that we do. You know, I have a habit of sometimes I have to interrupt people. For some reason, I have to interrupt people talking. I need to change that. And then sometimes I won't talk at all. I'll listen, but I won't talk. And they think I'm crazy because I haven't stopped and interrupted somebody. But I'm learning that sometimes you just need to listen. Let people, you know, say what they got to say and, you know, let them get it off their chest. Or, you know, if they don't disagree or if they agree, they want to say, let them say it. Sometimes you have to step away and let them say it. Give them the mic. Let them talk whatever they need to say, you know, get out, speak it. Which is good. It's nothing wrong with that. We're supposed to change gears, and I didn't change gears. I'm right back on that same subject. Now, I found myself doing something that I thought I was done doing, okay? I don't know if I told you guys this. I was on local radio here for about a year. I did a show called Lily's Showcase Radio Show. It was first called Lily's Author Showcase. And I did it, and I didn't think, you know, no big thing about it. I didn't realize that I had, and I'm telling you this not to brag, I'm telling you this to make a point. I didn't realize the impact that I had on the community or the people around me when I did the show. I abruptly came off the show. I stopped it. I want to go in another direction. And I didn't realize, you know, people were Facebooking me, everything all right, da-da-da-da-da. I just knew it was time for me to move out the way, and sometimes you have to do that. I moved out the way, and I allowed somebody else to take the slot, which is fine with me, because I know there's bigger and better things I'm about to do. So I let that go. But I couldn't let the radio go, because I had even stopped doing my Blog Talk Radio. And something says to me, you know what, maybe you just need to revamp what you're doing and keep your Blog Talk. So I revamped because, look, you learn and you make a change. I love doing this. This is what I love doing. I love talking on the radio. I love people's feedback from people. I love the – to me, it's so different from anything else. I can email all day long. I can chat. But it's nothing better than being on the radio, knowing that other people are listening to you, whether they call in, say anything or not. At least I know they're listening. And to me, I like that. So I made that major change in that I shut down my radio show on local. I called the company, the radio station that was syndicating my show, and I let him know. Then he had a couple of more avenues he wanted me to go down. So it's like, Felita, it's just that one door closed and you close it yourself, so it can be reopened in any avenue, you know, anywhere you want to. Because at first I was very sad. You know, I had a producer, I had a co-host, and it was like we had a great time together. We were a great team. And I just had to, like, abruptly just say, you know what, it's time for me to change over. I need to do something different. So, but I know I left something there for people to do. And I encouraged them for somebody else to take the reins and do something else with that time, which they've already done that, which I think is great. I have no qualms. I have no regrets on anything that I've done down this past year. And I have learned from it. I've learned from it in the way of knowing how to format my shows. I've learned how to do my commercials. I learned how to do my promos. I've learned a lot just in the time slot that I had and the time that I had it. And prior to that, I worked at the same radio station. So I learned so much. I mean, it's just so amazing, the things that I learned. And I'm very proud of myself. And it's nothing wrong with every now and then patting yourself on the back. Please. There's nothing wrong with that at all. Definitely nothing wrong with that. And with me, I have to do that from time to time. Because sometimes I'm real, real hard on myself. So I left that open for somebody else. I'm back here on Say Your Piece Radio Network with Through the Eyes of the Black Woman. And this is very, so far, is very successful. Well, I thought, you know, I got stopped doing the book reviews and talking to authors. And it's like, guess what? I'm not done. I still have people that I can interview on this show, and I am so happy. So happy that I can still continue to do this. This is to me, this is amazing. I love every moment of everything that I do. I just need to know now that I need to put it in a bigger scale, put it on a bigger platform. You know, talk radio is hot. That's just it. I'm going to tell you just like it is, talk radio is hot right now. And I'm enjoying every minute of this. I mean, having the opportunity that I'm not bogged down to anything, I'm not obligated to anything, but to make sure that my show comes on. Now, like I said before, this show is a trial basis show. Hopefully it stays, I can stay on like I'm doing without having any problems. Now, I'm trying to do Monday through Saturday. There are times when I'm not going to be on here because of other things that I have to do, but I want to continue to keep it from Monday through Saturday from 7 p.m. to 8, 9, whatever. My times will change until I basically tie myself down to a certain time. But I love what I do here. I really do. I love the ideal that I'm hoping someone is learning from some of the stuff that we talk about on here. Say Your Peace radio show was a great show this year. Very good. I just kind of, Saturday nights at 10 o'clock might be good for a lot of people, but after a while it kind of had me stuck to the computer, stuck in my studio at nighttime, and sometimes, you know, you can't go nowhere if you're on Saturday night. So I said, you know what, maybe I'll change my time. So, like I just kind of broke down some of the things that I learned that I wanted to do differently. Some people I probably let down. I wish I didn't have to, but I think I let down a couple people by not continuing the conversations or communication with them. They may have had a great impact on what I'm doing, but I kind of dropped the ball on my end, and I can admit it. I need to learn how to not to drop the ball and stay obligated to certain things, because sometimes we don't do that. I'm saying me. It's not necessarily about you, but about me. And I think it's because this is more of a hobby for me opposed to it making money. I mean, it would be a great money maker if I continue to do this and do it correctly. It would make some great money. But in the process, since I'm not making money off of it, I'm basically just, you know, doing it because I love doing it. Eventually, I really believe it's a return on this. I really do. I believe it in my heart. It's a big return on this. I just got to play the role. Play the role. Be ready for the change, the big change. Now, okay, I keep talking about me, and I'm really looking forward to somebody calling in at 347-677-1749 to tell me about them. This past year, what did you learn about yourself? And if you could change anything, would you? We were going to change gears, but I seem to keep going and coming back on that. I'm trying to see where I left off at in my notes. Okay, we talked about all the stuff that I've done this year and the things that I know I can change. I need to move stumbling blocks out of my way. I need to be committed. I need not to be doing 500 different things at one time. I'm working on another project, which is, you know, it's not going to be a hobby. It's actually going to be something that I really, really want to do, and it's something I like doing. So I'm waiting for information back on that. You guys, if you only knew the avenues that are opening up, and I wish I would have seen this long time ago. I think I would be further along in my goals if I would have seen this long time ago. Now, another thing that I know for sure that I have to stick with, and I have no other choice, is my school. I have a couple of more years to go as far as school goes to get what I want. So I decided to go back to school, and school starts, I think, January the 7th. So I'm kind of anxious with that on top of everything else I'm doing. I'm just praying everything works out, everything is slow and steady, and I can keep up with doing everything I need to do and plus work my hobby like I never worked it before. I'm looking forward to that. These are the things that are going to affect the outcome of who I am, and I know it. They're going to play a big, major part in the decisions that I make. I really and truly want to continue this. I really and truly want to finish this. You just don't understand how much. I no longer, you know, at first I was like, you know, who can I prove this that I can do this? But I'm no longer in that spotlight where I feel like I need to prove anything to anybody. I don't even have to prove it to myself to a certain extent because I know I can do it. It's just doing it, just making it happen is the biggest part. It's like whatever we put our minds to, no matter what it is, we can't let obstacles get in our way. I know it's hard. I know, God, I had this conversation, this discussion a long, long time ago with people, with women who want to do their own business, who want to be able to, you know, step out, but they have kids and they have everything that's stopping them. I don't never have any extra money. I never have any extra money. I wish I had extra money to do this and do that. You know what? And I can't speak for every woman, but I really believe that whatever you put your heart and mind to, it's not even hard to do. If you put your heart and mind to and somebody sees you actually making it happen, I really believe that they will pay attention and they will actually want to help you. I really believe that. From my heart, I believe that. We're going to take another break, and we will return. Gosh, I didn't change my songs out, you guys. But it doesn't matter.
I don't need to be that content. I might sound like a hedonist, but the simplest way I can put it, you become a habit. The more I consume, the more I gotta have it. Ain't no such thing as too much. You gave me everything and never be enough, yeah. A black coffee with sugar, no cream. In the morning, you're my super double caffeine dream, yeah.
Your precious darkness got me so strung out and loving the way that you got me so wide open, my baby. Chosen and feeling under my skin. My nerves are screaming when you're not here. Baby, I need ya. Sugar, you're so delicious.
There is something about your love that makes me just wanna open up.
Your flavor is the sweetest thing in life. I'm addicted to your chocolate high.
Don't you? And I know that you want me.
Oh, let's stay close like we're supposed to be.
Been in so many ways. If I go a single day without a taste of your love, the finest cuisine of today's world. 5 stars, oh, you're so gourmet, girl.
I crave you, I want you. Every cell in my body needs you. Tasty like Hershey's and Nestle. Would you like a dive up, boy?
Four children in America. and I'm struggling with hunger. My teacher tells me, in this country, we could grow up and be whatever we want. I want to grow up and be someone who doesn't go to bed hungry. Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help. Every dollar you donate helps provide 7 meals for kids like me, quietly struggling with hunger. Together, we're Feeding America. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
To help fight hunger in central Louisiana and to find your local food bank, visit feedingamerica.org. That's feedingamerica.org.
All right, you guys, we are back, and this is Through the Eyes of the Black Woman with your host, Salita. And if you have any comments or questions, 347-677-1749. We were talking earlier about the decisions and changes that I've made, the things that I need to work on. I wanted you guys to call in, and you could tell me some of the things that you learned in the past that you want to maybe change about yourself. I want to kind of quickly go to something I need to really, really push, and I haven't been. I knew if you guys are paying attention to Say Your Piece radio show that came on Saturday, we had an opportunity to interview a Mr. Bruce Smith, and he's the one that his son was allegedly drowned. And we're still pushing that campaign, you guys. You have no idea the stuff that we're doing right now with that. That's with the Louisiana Team of Investigations, which is a group, me, Dr. Bowles, and Mr. Coleman. And we got a petition. We have two petitions out. One of them, for sure, that we have rolling, it's I think it's HTTP, semicolon, two black backslashes, and it's the White House, but it's wh.gov/, let me see, I think it's QKJO. If you have an opportunity to put, to go to that website and sign that petition, and I know people are weary about signing in, to the White House, but please do not be. This is for a great cause, and you can read the story that we wrote and the reason why we're doing this campaign. Mr. Smith, we've been in contact with him. We're working with him now with trying to get him a lawyer. This is not a hard task, and that's another thing that I took on this year. Didn't realize that it was going to take a lot of my time, but it has, and I really enjoy it. I enjoy what I do. I really do. But, excuse me. So when you get an opportunity, you can go to that petition. It's wh.gov/QKJO. I'll say that again. wh.gov/QKJO. When you get an opportunity, please go to that website and sign the petition. We need 25,000 by January the 23rd. So that's a lot. So I'm trying to push it everywhere I can, anytime I can. Push it on our local radio station. We just need people to sign the petition because this case really needs to be looked at and reopened. The conflicting stories with this young man who was laying in the water for about 4 or 5 hours. Nobody said anything. Nobody called anybody. It's so much with this case, and I think you guys heard us talk about it so much. We had the grandmother on here. Bruce has been on here like maybe about 2 or 3 times. So, you guys, we're still working that case. That's why I said you, when I start stuff, I try to stick to it, and this is one thing I know I need to stick to. Once we get a couple of people in place, we want them to take over, be honest with you. Me and Brian was talking about that. It's a lot of work and a lot of time, but it's worth it. It's well worth it. We want justice to be done, regardless of how it turns out. We want justice to be done, and I think it can be. That's an accomplishment for me this year. I can't complain about that at all. Again, wh.gov, QKJO. Please take time out. please take time out and sign that petition. I'm begging you guys. Give us that. Sign that petition for us. If you have any comments, 347-677-1749. I apologize for not changing out all my songs. I really should have, but I didn't get an opportunity. I should have done it the same night that I came off air, but I didn't. No excuse. I just didn't do it. I was just being lazy. But I'm going to have to change out my songs anyway. Like I said, we got a new year coming up, and I'm praying you guys that you guys do. I hope and pray that we see this new year. Some of us are going to go into this next year that's not going to be here, and we just got to realize it. I mean, we look forward to it, but we know that there's an opportunity or way that we won't be seeing next year. Yeah, I have to even look at it. Even though I'm only 48 years old, I have to look at it. I might not wake up for January the 1st. And I know that sounds like a doom and gloom thing, but reality is it can happen. Nobody's guaranteed to stay for another 20 years, for another 10 seconds. Nobody's guaranteed. So I just hope and pray whatever decision you make and whatever venture you have and whatever obligation you've made for yourself and for your family that you are able to stick to it and make it happen. I want to say this. God is good. He makes a way out of no way, no matter what nobody ever does for you or to you. God is always there. He always covers and shields us in his blood. I will say that. I don't know why I said that, but that was just something I needed to say. And I think that may be for myself, because sometimes I'm like, some people get so busy, tied up in ourselves, that we don't do that. But I want to say that for sure. I know he's going to be there for me. I'm looking at a productive year next year. I'm looking at a year that's going to shock a lot of people. If God allows me to see tomorrow and the next day, I'm looking for us to really, really, really have a wonderful, productive year next year and continue to have a productive year. It's going to take a lot of hard work. It's going to take a lot of long hours. It's going to be confusing, but you know what? I think in the end, it's going to be great. I can't see it any other way. And I know I have to do me. One thing, and I want to say that to all of you out there, do you. You know, despite what the situation may be, do you. Don't allow anybody else to tell you what you can and cannot do. A lot of you guys who are working for somebody else, I know in your heart and your mind you want to walk away, you want to take off that tie, you want to take off that suit and just walk away and do what you want to do for yourselves to make money. It is not impossible, sweetie. I'll tell you that right now. It's not impossible. And I'm hoping next year, and this coming year, that I start promoting a lot of avenues we can go by to get more money in our pockets. There's nothing wrong with having a side hustle. I really believe in side hustles. Believe me, you guys, I believe in a good side hustle. Done it, been there, done it, and loved every minute of it. Long nights, sitting up, making sure everything is together. A good side hustle is worth the money. I would definitely say that. I don't think I would have it any other way. And I'm always looking for a new adventure. So do not be surprised. I'm waiting back for another groovy adventure I want to get into. I'm waiting on an answer from this venture I'm looking into now. Hopefully, look, I passed the test. I make it through for them. I'll be that person they want. I'll say it to you like that. I'll be that person they want so that I can start my side hustle. I can't wait. I'm excited about it. I looked it up, studied it a little bit, got some more questions I want to ask, but overall I'm hoping that I'm accepted to do just what I want to do. Nothing wrong with that. Well, I want to say this because I'm down to 6 minutes because I'm going to just do to 8 o'clock tonight. Even though you didn't have an opportunity to call in at 347-677-1749, I want to say thank you anyway. Please stay tuned. There's so much more. I didn't promote the show tonight. I don't promote my show as much as I used to, and I have to get back to that once I get my format just like I want it. But I want to say this. Thank you for listening in, if you did. I didn't pull up my chat either for some reason. Thank you for listening in. don't know if this was really a helpful show tonight, but I do wish everything, you guys work everything out the best way you know how. Couples, if it's what you have to do to stay together, stay together. Work things out. You know when you're tired. You know, students, stick to the books. In a couple more weeks, you'll be back to school. In a couple more days, almost, you'll be back to school. Make, if you do anything else, make an obligation and make a promise to yourself, if nobody else, that you're going to get through this year without all the distractions. And I need some of that myself for myself, huh? With me starting school. So I'm just saying to you guys, enjoy yourself. I'm going to attempt to do a show tomorrow. If I don't, you'll know I didn't schedule it, so don't look forward to it. My girlfriend is here from out of town, so I'm going to try to spend a little bit more time with her from South Carolina. So I might not be on here tomorrow. Excuse me. I'm yawning on air. Isn't that terrible? Well, I want to say, if I don't get to talk to you guys again until Saturday night, which is what? What is Saturday? Saturday is the 29th. Okay. Saturday is the 29th. Awesome. Okay. So, Saturday night, we'll be back. I think I'll be back Saturday night for sure. And I'll go ahead and probably schedule it, put it on here and get it rolling. You guys, we're looking for other shows to come on Say Your Peace Network. So if you're interested in your own show, please feel free to let me know. I'm serious. I would love to give somebody an hour. If you're interested, let me know. Man, got 4 more minutes to go. Okay, what I want to do is I want to close out with, let's see what you close out with. A little Macy Gray.
I saw a rainbow just earlier today. Lately those rainbows keep coming round like everything. Deep in the struggle, I have found the beauty of me. God is watching, and the devil finally left me. Here in this moment, to my stand. Thank you.
of the Black Woman with your host, Belita. So we shall talk to you guys Saturday night. Look forward to a great show. I want to say good night to you all.
This has been another episode of Through the Eyes of the Black Woman with your host, Belita. We want to thank you for listening in and stay tuned.